This is Michael Angley with a daily update for Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. Donald Trump is embattled on all sides still, it would seem. And when you need a Vladimir Putin to come to your aid, being the American president, what does that say for American politics? And what does that say for the Democrats who are relentlessly attacking him and not trying to get anything good done? They just want him out. For any reason at all, they just want him out. So Vladimir Putin offers transcripts to the big meeting where apparently the Democrats say that Donald Trump disclosed classified material about a planned operation against ISIS to Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. Vladimir Putin says that no classified information whatsoever was transferred over, and the Russians have everything written down word for word. They actually have transcripts. Then Putin gets a big laugh, saying, well, I'm going to have to reprimand Lavrov because he didn't share the secrets with me or the Russian military. So really funny that we're being made fun of because of our American politics and because the Democrats are just acting like a bunch of big babies. And instead of accepting the fact who their president is, they should work with him and work for goals for the American people. Instead, they embattle him and then they fight him on everything and they call him out on things that not even impeachable offenses, and they're saying impeach, impeach, impeach. So here's the biased media. This is the biased media attacking. The Washington Post, the newsroom cheered when they heard about Donald Trump and this whole thing with the intelligence matter. CNN calling for Donald Trump's impeachment. Who the hell are they to call for his impeachment? They're not elected representatives to Congress. They're not even in the know. They're making things up. They've made things up. So you can't trust the media because they just tell the story they want to tell. Now we got the Comey memo. So James Comey, former head of the FBI, fired by Trump a couple weeks ago, now releases a memo, but didn't release a memo. Get that. So the New York Times says that, and let's say the New York Times is a biased media outlet. We know this already. So you got to take what they say about Trump with a grain of salt, you know? So the New York Times says that they had not seen this memo, but an agent had read parts of the memo saying that Donald Trump asked Comey to cut General Michael Flynn some slack in the investigation. He didn't order Comey. He didn't tell Comey. He just said he's a good man and he asked to cut him some slack. That's what the memo says. The White House says that Donald Trump never tried to get in the way of any investigation. And acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, told Congress that the White House has not interfered with any investigation. So here we have the acting director of the FBI. Who are you going to believe? The FBI? Or are you going to believe the New York Times, who didn't see a memo which came from an agent under anonymity, so you don't know who the hell it is to begin with? And we all know that these guys make things up. The New York Times admitted during the election that they had made things up to make Donald Trump look bad. And then this is what people are acting on. If this is what Congress is acting on, the Democrats in Congress reading an article in the New York Times, that's goddamn pathetic. And then if that's our political system, this is why it needs to change. And this is why Trump is president to begin with. It is all of them and the stuff that they do. So we need to get on with this country's business. So today is World Telecommunications Day. Today to celebrate telecommunications around the world, talking to your friends in Australia or the Philippines or even China, anywhere and anywhere, you know? Telecommunications is very important. Oh yeah, when it comes to the media, even though they don't use it for good things, you know, they use it for lies and things like that. But today is a day to celebrate telecommunications in all of its forms. And today is World Baking Day. So get in that kitchen, get that flour out, get that sugar, get those eggs, get that butter, make something, man. It is World Baking Day. Bake something good. Baking your own cookies or baking your own stuff is way better than buying store-bought crapola. So bake it yourself today. Today is Walnut Day. So take that with the baking day. Make some walnut bread. Do something like that. Walnut's very good for you. Walnut's great for your body. It's actually great brain food. And you think about it, a walnut kind of looks like a brain, right? So get walnuts on today. Today is Pack Rat Day. Pack Rat Day celebrates the hoarder. It celebrates the clutter monsters, the people that have junk and crap in their cars, in their yards, in their homes. So it's actually a day to clean up. It's a day to tell people, listen, you got a problem, you're a hoarder, you got to clean up. I had an aunt like that, and she was a total hoarder, and they hoard weird stuff. You know, you go in there and find newspapers from the last 40 years, things like that. So today is the day to stop the hoarder, have an intervention, get him some hoarder rehab. I'm a minimalist, so I don't even believe in hoarding and collecting and that kind of crap, and I hate clutter. But today is the day to celebrate those pack rats in your life. And today is cherry cobbler day, so if you're going to bake a cherry cobbler, right? Throw some walnuts in that. Look, you can like have all your days together, right? So cherry cobbler, really good. The best cherry cobbler I ever had was one of my mom made during a hurricane on Long Island. You know, it's kind of funny how we associate certain things with certain things. So I see hurricane, I think cherry cobbler, right? So this is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Wednesday, May 17, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.